The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
You are listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay. Beautiful Sunday morning.
I hope. Sure is. It's always a beautiful Sunday morning, isn't it? Because Big JD and Lippo have hit the internet.
We've hit the internet for a long, long time, haven't we not? Haven't we not? And he still can't talk.
He still can't talk, no. Yeah, we've been doing this for a while. 14 years.
What?
I think it's been 14 years, yeah.
I think people should send us presents.
For what?
Our presents.
Oh, very nice. So you're going to have people coming over to your house.
Well, they don't have to come to the house. They just send them in Bitcoin format. Isn't one of those worth $8 billion right now?
One of them? I'm not sure.
Perdnir?
Pritnir.
Oh, what about a saying show? Yeah, we need that. I don't think we... I don't remember the last time we did a proper... You know what I mean? Like different words and things like that. Perdnir.
It's Pritnir.
What?
Yeah.
Pritnir?
Yep, that's it. It's Pritnir. Ask anybody.
Yeah, it's pretty near, right? Pretty near. Yeah. So I wonder why I've always said purred near. I think it sounds more southern.
Right.
Purred near.
We are about as south as you can get in this country.
All right, and what are we talking about on Big JD and Lippo in the morning, this morning? Oh, Lippo, wake up. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep. Yes, we're talking about sleep.
Wow.
It's
Does anybody not like sleep?
No, I think everybody likes it. Absolutely. You got to have it, and your body craves it, just like any other thing that we
like
crave.
Sugar.
Sex. Yeah, exactly.
Sex,
you said
sugar.
I said sex.
Same thing, really, isn't it? Give me some sugar.
It can be perceived as the same thing, yes. But sleep is right up there. It's sex for some people. It's sugar for some other people. It's craveable, that's for sure.
And what sleep is, actually, is a naturally occurring state of mind and body characterized by altered consciousness, relatively inhibited sensory activity, inhibition of nearly all voluntary muscles, and reduced interactions with surroundings. It's distinguished from wakefulness by a decreased ability to react to stimuli, but more reactive than a coma or disorders of consciousness. Sleep displaying very different and active brain patterns.
That's correct. And you know someone's sleepwalking because they're not reacting to you yelling at them. Have you ever sleepwalked before, Big JD?
Sleptwalked. Sleepwalk. No, I don't believe I've ever. Yeah. And how would you say that? Sleptwalked? Sleepwalked?
I say sleepwalked. So the walked has the past.
Have you ever?
Tense. I don't think so. No.
I think it would be pretty weird to even see. I don't think I've ever actually seen anybody sleepwalking, and you're not supposed to wake them up either.
Unless you're ready to handle whatever. It's not like it's going to kill them or anything. It's not going to leave them with some kind of brain damage. What happened to him? Oh, I woke him up while he was sleepwalking.
Also sleep, and we'll talk about some of these things in a little more detail. Sleep occurs in repeating periods, which is interesting, in which the body alternates between two distinct modes, REM sleep and non-REM sleep. Although REM stands for rapid eye movement, this mode of sleep has many other aspects, including virtual paralysis of the body. A well-known feature of this is the dream. An experience typically recounted in narrative form, which resembles waking life while in progress, but which usually can be later distinguished as fantasy.
Or, yeah, anti-fantasy. But that's a peeve of mine.
I had an anti-fantasy.
Did you?
No.
Okay. You're going to have to tell us about it.
It was a joke.
Is the expression REM sleep. It's never referred to as REM, I think. It should not be referred to because it's just an acronym. So it's like, you never call the CIA the SIA or the FBI the FBA.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's always referred to as REM. But some, a lot of people say, like you, REM. And
I don't know. I often say REM. It's just quicker.
We're going to listen to the Decemberists and a song called Sleepless.
As you lie before me now, like a shadow on a pea green sea, never thought that I could find you so hollow, laying in. This cup of wine, oh, salt and brine's made me sleepy, and sorrow sighs. A field of tears that will never yield a single penny, but I don't. Got nothing to hold on to. Wish for gold so I could buy you a palace by the river's side. You come in. Diamond chalice, you were still alive. But this cup of wine, of salt and brine's made me sleepy, and sorrow is so. Field of tears that will never yield a single penny, but I don't. I've got nothing to hold on to. Got nothing to hold on to. Tearing at the air, was the water everywhere? Were you fretful to wade into the room? I'd been wanting to hear from you. It all. Hand it over, your weary lamb down. You did your time, so thank you. did his eyelids affix on empty chairs. You had traveled to lay beside a dental torture to watch it all recede. And all the while your mother slept beside him all night. Hand it over, hand it over. Sleepless, tearing at the air. Was the water everywhere? Were you fearful and long to run away from the cold clasp of it?
You're listening to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. We're talking about sleep on the show today. And that's probably one thing I didn't put in my notes was movies about sleep, like Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle, yes. Which is close to Portland.
Can you think of another sleep movie quickly off the top of your head?
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Sleepers. Isn't that a movie? Sleepers?
Probably. I'm not a big movie guy.
That's about things that you wear on your feet, isn't it? You got my sleepers?
Sleeping was what we're talking about this week on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. Do you particularly sleep a long time?
I do not.
You have short sleep times, or do you take naps? I take no naps.
I've never napped.
So you just...
It's another interesting thing to talk about, though, isn't it? The nap or the siesta?
Absolutely. I mean, it's built right into a lot of cultures. The Spanish and the French, they all believe in taking a break and maybe go lay down for half an hour or so and rejuvenate, because we're going to be up late probably.
Do you take naps?
Right now I am.
Not right now.
Naps.
Obviously you're not, but do you take naps? Uh-oh. He slipped into a REM.
No, I try not to do that. Because,
oh, you have though.
Oh yeah. I embrace them. I really do think they are something.
And are you rejuvenated when you wake up, and how long have you napped for? Like, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 15, what is it?
20 minutes. That's a good length of time to shut her down. And do you feel rested? That's a real good question. I don't so much that you feel rested, but you have a different sense of perspective than
renewed
you did.
Energy?
You can perceive it as energy. It's just getting rid of that, those little clouds that are in front of your face there, you know, that, you know, prevent you from focusing and concentrating on things. Those go away. You may be a little sharper depending on how deep of a sleep you went into. 20 minutes isn't a long period of time, and we're going to be talking about the amount of time that we have various types of sleep, basically non-REM and REM sleep, and the different stages that we go through. Do you want to talk about that right now, Big GD?
Well, you mentioned going away, so let's go away right now and listen to some Sabotage Sleep. One of my favorite Sabotage mellower songs, actually, not with the original singer, but Cool Just the Same. And somewhere I saw and then lost it somehow was a version of this song, Sleep, with the original singer playing piano, which was really cool. But it's a really cool song, Just the Same, Sleep, Sabotage.
Hey there, you, way out there in the distance. Can you hear me? Are you there? I know it's late, so please forgive my persistence. But I'm hanging. Do you care? So lay back, call off the attack. 'Cause if you look deep, dreams are nothing that I lack, and all I seek, a final chance to speak, but I would let the whole thing keep, if I could just sleep. Show me just a signal or a sign that after all these years that you've known me, that I'm not just killing time. So let
coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, and this week we're talking about the very tired subject of sleep. Before we went to the Sabotage tune there, we we're talking about taking naps and how it doesn't necessarily go, a nap should not go through all the different stages of sleep, because there are a few of them. There's four of them, actually.
And does it take about 90 minutes or something like that to get through them?
It's different for everybody, but the first one, like, you go through the stages at different, as the night progresses, basically, you get to different sections, different stages of your sleep at different intervals as the night wears on. And eventually you get rid of the two middle stages. You go right from stage, you can wake up at near the end of your sleep and then go right. Have you ever done this, Big JD? I'm sure everybody has. You are awake, you roll over, you close your eyes, and the next thing you know, you're in a dream. It feels like you haven't actually woke up at all. That gets rid of stage two and three. In that case, did you want to go through the stages, Big JD?
Let's whip through them.
Go ahead, start.
Oh, stage one is the lightest stage of non-REM sleep, often defined by the presence of slow eye movements as opposed to rapid eye movements. And this drowsy sleep stage can be easily disrupted, causing awakenings or arousals, perhaps. And we can't get away from that, can we, this morning? There we go again. Muscle tone throughout the body relaxes and brainwave activity begins to slow from that of wake. And occasionally people may experience hypnic jerks or abrupt muscle spasms, and may even experience sensation of falling while drifting in and out of stage one.
Yes. My wife, she's a victim of hypnic jerks. I tease her because it resembles a fish in some way. So we call it perching, because perch is a type of fish that I like to eat. But when she's laying next to me, sometimes she'll fall asleep very quickly and she'll start doing these perching motions. So I know all about that. Are you aware of seeing somebody do hypnic jerks, or do you sometimes perch yourself?
Yeah, I kind of see that. And Lana sometimes has this the restless leg syndrome thing.
That's a little different.
Okay. But, jerks around a little bit sometimes. Nothing. Sure. A little whack in the head. Can't take it. Oh, did I sit out on the air?
No, you didn't. I didn't hear a word you said.
Me either.
Stage two is the first actual stage of defined non-REM sleep. Awakenings or arousals do not occur as easy in stage one sleep, and the slow-moving eye rolls discontinue. Brain waves continue to slow with specific bursts of rapid activity known as sleep spindles, intermixed with sleep structures known as K-complexes. Both sleep spindles and K-complexes are thought to serve as protection for the brain from awakening from sleep. Body temperatures begin to decrease and heart rate begins to slow. That's stage two.
Yeah, that brings us right into stage three. That's and I wonder why things slow down there and bring us into stage three. So let's see what stage three is and why we have stage twos. Stage three is known as deep non-REM sleep and the most restorative stage of sleep. Stage three consists of delta waves or slow waves. Awakenings or arousals are rare, and often it is difficult to awaken someone in stage three sleep. Parasomnias, that's sleepwalkers, sleep talking or somniloquy, and night terrors occur during the deepest stage of sleep.
Wow. Have you ever sleptwalked?
No. You want to ask me a third time?
Have you ever sleptwalked?
Four. No, I've never sleptwalked.
Somniloquy. What is that?
Well, you got to click on the link. Let's see what it is.
All right. Sleep talking.
Somniloquy. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Known as sleep talking is what it is. It's a sleep disorder defined as talking during sleep without being aware of it. Oh, I see. Sleep talking or somniloquy. I got it. I gotcha.
Right. They're explaining what sleep talking is.
Hey, Big JD, have you ever sleptwalked?
let me think for a second. I don't think so. Oh, maybe I have. Yeah. No, I have not. REM sleep. And this is the fun one, I think. Also known as rapid eye movement or REM. This is most commonly known as the dreaming stage. Eye movements are rapid, moving from side to side, and brain waves are more active than in stages two and three of sleep. Awakenings and arousals can occur more easily in REM. Being woken during a REM period can leave one feeling groggy or overly sleepy.
Yep. That's when you dream.
Do you dream a lot?
It comes and goes. It comes in cycles, really. Like months will go by and I won't remember having one single dream. And then there'll be a period of very clear, distinct dreams that you go to work in the morning and you think about them until you get to work and your mind is taken off that. And then it's very hard to remember what that dream was about.
Right. I used to write mine down all the time. I take it whenever, you know, I think about buying it or whatever. But anyway, DHEA is this precursor to testosterone substance that men and women both stop producing around the age of about 35 years old. It decreases dramatically. They say it's like the fountain of youth substance, I guess. You can get it at a health food store or anywhere that sells supplements. And I think even Costco usually carries it. Sometimes they don't have it or whatever. But DHEA, I find... And I've had others find that it really makes you dream outstandingly, like vivid, vivid dreams, like movies and all night, and they're huge and crazy and colorful and everything. And I used to record them when I'd wake up because I kept something by the bed because this happened all the time, or wrote them down. And I have pages and pages and pages of dreams and recordings, like dozens and dozens of recordings of dreams.
You should do something with that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it, really.
Well, it sounds like a basis for a lot of stories.
A promotional morning show giveaway.
You too could have Big JD's dreams. Oh boy. So that's DHEA.
Yeah, yeah. Some people should check it out. Do a little research on it. You know, maybe you shouldn't have it, but I think it is something that everybody does produce and stops producing as they get a little older. So,
How do you feel when you feel great?
You feel amazing on DHEA. I don't know about rested. I mean, I never actually took it specifically for sleep. But always we originally took it for bodybuilding, but it's something that's just really, a really cool, thing for actually dreaming. I mean, now I would take it, for the sense of well-being, for the fact that your body doesn't, produce it like it did, but, wow, the dreams, they're amazing.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning. Hopefully you just woke up from a nice restful sleep, because that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about sleep. And one part of sleep, as we mentioned just previously, is dreams. Sometimes you can remember your dreams, other times you can't. But we know that every single night you do dream. Why you don't remember is probably the way that you come out of your REM sleep. That probably has a lot to do with it. And maybe it could be your levels of DHEA, right, Big JD?
Yeah, that's right. So a dream is a succession of images, ideas, emotions, and sensations that usually occur involuntary in the mind during certain stages of sleep. You can have daydreams even, and that's a whole other thing, topic of discussion, I guess. But
Sleep.
Yeah, and another thing is nightmares, a form of dreams that are scary.
But they're like a category within dreams, of course.
Sure.
Yeah. What do we call the dreams? Yeah. What do you call the nice dreams?
What do you call them?
That's a Cheech and Chong album,
isn't dreams.
It? Nice Dreams. Remember that?
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. Nice Dreams.
Yeah.
Sweet dreams, I'd say. Like, yeah. What are some of the things people tell you before you go to sleep? Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams. Absolutely. Yeah. Have a good night.
Don't let the dream bugs bite. Dream Mare. I think that's a song by, I want to say it's a song by Uriah Heep for some reason. Dream Mare.
A mix of those two words together.
Yeah, kind of neat though, isn't it? I like mixing words together. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Save it for the word show.
Have a good night's sleep. That's always nice to hear.
Good night, John Boy.
The Waltons. Remember that? Wow.
Yes, sir. What else did you want to say about dreams, Big JD?
I don't know. Dreams are amazing, really. And the thing is that we could read all day about dreams from Wikipedia, but we know a lot of things about dreams and having dreams and what goes on during dreams, but we have no idea what dreams really are.
No, we don't, actually. There's no scientific... Obviously, a lot of people are researching dreams and trying to see what they really mean psychologically and even sociologically, and psychiatry.
Sci-fi. So I think that... I think dreams are right up there with the universe and planets. Those kind of like the brain itself, things that are just like we can't really explain so much, like, you know what I mean, memory, that kind of stuff. It's just,
right,
like, it's amazing, absolutely amazing, and we may never know.
You're right, we may never know, but they're working on it. Accumulated observation has shown that dreams are strongly associated with, obviously, rapid eye movement, and if when they hook up an electroencephalogram, it shows that the brain activity in these sleep states is most like wakefulness. So your brain is behaving in certain parts as if it was wide awake. Participant remembered dreams during non-REM sleep are normally more mundane in comparison. During a lifespan, a person spends a total of about 6 years dreaming. 6 years of your life.
Wow.
Is in a dream state. So it's obviously going to have some impact on you. And then, of course, there's people who dream more than that. That's just a typical person. Most dreams only last 5 to 20 minutes. It is unknown where in the brain dreams even originate. That's how little we know. If there is a single origin for dreams, or if multiple portions of the brain are involved, or what the purposes of dreaming is for the body or the mind. We don't know anything about it, and it's been studied for decades now, at least.
If only they could put that onto a screen.
Put your dreams onto a screen?
Yeah. Scream Dream. Oh, Scream Dream. That's
Scream Dream.
Ted Nugent.
Yes.
Isn't he a dream?
I'm sure I've had a dream or two about Ted Nugent.
Whoa, save that for the another show.
What? That's the teenage rock and roll fantasy years show.
Another one, rock and roll fantasy. That's a whole, that's another thing, is fantasies, and that's a good show too, I think, fantasies, but that's Bad Company, right? Here come
the jesters. Rock and roll fantasy.
Yeah, what did I say? It's all
You might have said that. I was trying to just make the connection between Bad Company and what you had just said.
So this is another song here that fits in line with the show this morning and sleep. And this is the Beatles, I'm Only Sleeping. By the way, my favorite Beatles song. Beatles there on or here on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. My favorite Beatles song, I'm Only Sleeping. I really like that song. Where are we headed now, Lippo?
Well, we can talk about, you said sleep disorders. You mean like sleep studies?
Well, I don't know that we could do as much justice on sleep studies and sleep disorders as my You Talking to Me guest this week.
It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
My guest today is Dr. Sat Sharma, specializing in sleep disorders. Dr. Sharma is the medical director for the Windsor Sleep Disorders Clinic, as well as medical director at other labs in the Greater Toronto area, including the Center for Sleep and Chronobiology and the Sleep and Snoring Institute. Here today to talk about sleep disorders and what to expect from a sleep study, please welcome my guest, Dr. Sat Sharma, to You Talking to Me. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sharma.
Thank you, Big JD. I'm delighted to be here on your show.
So before we get into the tests, sleep study, and help that might be available for sleep disorders, I think we should discuss a little bit about these disorders. Can you tell us what some of the most common disorders are and how they affect people?
Yes, of course. As you know, awareness for sleep disorders is increasing. We spend third of our life sleeping, so 8 hours a day or 7 hours a day we sleep. So,
sure.
And there are a lot of medical conditions and diseases and disorders that can occur during the time we sleep. So the most common, there are actually 90 sleep disorders. People don't realize that.
Wow.
that there are that many sleep conditions. So there are 90 and counting.
I think
so,
I have about 80 of them.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, so some people have more than one, some people have several sleep conditions. So the most common disorder in our society, I should call it sleep condition in our society, is sleep restriction, which means that people just do not sleep enough. So everyone has different sleep requirement, but at least 7 hours or 7 to 8 hours of sleep is required, and most a lot of people do not sleep enough, and that can lead to what we call sleep debt, and then they will be tired, not rested, they may get anxious, depressed, etc. So sleep restriction, I would say, is a number one condition. But two dangerous conditions one dangerous condition that exists is sleep apnea. It's obstructive sleep apnea, where individual repetitively stops breathing throughout the night. So people may stop breathing every 2 minutes, every minute. Mm-hmm. Their oxygen level may drop. That puts their heart and other vital organs under stress, or their vital organs are starved of oxygen. So cumulatively, these individuals will be tired, sleepy, they may fall asleep driving, they may not function to their full capacity, and it is a dangerous condition, also a risk factor for heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and it could be a very serious condition. Another condition which we often encounter is insomnia. Mm-hmm. Insomnia is that difficulty falling asleep or difficulty maintaining sleep, or both. Everyone would have occasional night when they don't sleep well, but if it is a common complaint, common issue, this condition will lead to, again, same issues. People be tired, not able to function very well, may feel sleepy at times, may have developed sleep attacks. So it is actually a very common condition and requires proper workup, diagnosis, and proper treatment.
Can you explain a little bit about the sleep stages, what they're called, how they work? I know they only last a certain length of time before they repeat, correct?
Yes. So most people may think that sleep is just one condition. You go to sleep and wake up, but that is not so. So during sleep, you go through multiple stages. So roughly 75% of your sleep is what we call non-REM sleep, or non-rapid eye movement sleep. That's how it's categorized. And 25% of sleep is what we call approximately REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep. And I'll briefly go over the significance of each of these stages. So the non-REM sleep is further categorized into superficial and deep. So stage one and stage two, they make up about half. 50% of your sleep is a superficial sleep, and then stage three sleep, which makes up about 15% of your night, is the deeper sleep, also called slow wave sleep. So the significance of these stages is that stage three sleep is slow wave sleep. That's when your physical body recovers or recuperates. And REM sleep is rapid eye movement sleep, and we know that's when your mental recovery takes place. And the stage REM sleep is interesting. So it starts to occur about an hour after you go to sleep, and then every hour or hour and a half, you have another REM period or REM sleep, mm-hmm. Lasting 45 minutes to an hour. So the night you have about four such cycles of REM sleep or REM sleep, and that's very important for your mental health recovery.
Okay, so let's talk about the sleep study, which I believe is technically termed polysomnography.
Yes.
If I'm saying that correctly?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So what should one expect in coming in for a test like this and just right. How does it work? Like maybe you can step us through a scenario.
For short, you can call it PSG. So it's actually very, very detailed study. So generally we record 16, sometimes up to 20 physiologic parameters during the study. So for simplicity's sake, we will place electrodes on one person's head or skull, around the eyes, around the muscles, the chewing muscles. We will record oxygen. We will record breathing by various techniques. And we will also record heart rhythm. We will record whether the legs or arms are moving. We will record whether chest is moving and abdomen is moving. So as I said, it's very, very detailed recording. It gives us a great amount of information about all of these physiological functions. Sometimes people get a little bit overwhelmed once they are what we call hook up or they are getting ready for the study. But my instructions to those people attending our lab is to be relaxed and try to be as relaxed or as comfortable as they could be. Otherwise, they would not be able to sleep well. And we need about 4 to 6 hours of good sleep in order to make a correct diagnosis. And generally, our staff, front staff or secretarial staff, gives everyone instructions what to expect and what to bring in and how to prepare the test. And the instructions are generally very simple. We would not want anyone to consume caffeine products several hours before the test. We would want them to come relaxed and rested, not anxious, and just do pretty much everything they would do during the regular activities. So if they have a glass of wine with the supper, go ahead, do it. Of course, don't get drunk and drive to the lab. But whatever they do on a routine basis, just go ahead, do it. Because we want to record sleep as close to their natural sleep at home as possible.
Right, and you mentioned that you need about maybe 4 to 6 hours. It's a pretty good thing actually to mention that you don't necessarily require the full night's sleep, because I mean I'm sure a lot of people are wondering like, how am I going to sleep when I go there? It's going to be difficult.
Yeah. So occasionally someone gets really nervous or anxious and doesn't sleep well, but majority of people, we can get enough data. So as I said, minimum 4 hours is needed. More the better. If I can get 6-7 hours of data, that's fantastic. So that's actually more than enough. And we can then do the correct interpretation and come up with a diagnosis.
Right. And it might be good to note as well that there are PSG technologists monitoring during these tests. So if someone has to go to the washroom or anything like that.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. So, So what happens is one PSG technologist monitors three individuals, mm-hmm. and they're at hand. They're watching him on the, you know, night vision camera, infrared camera. They're via audio system. They're listening to if anything happens. And if they have to go to a bathroom or they need some help, they will come in and help you out. And it's not disconnection is very easy. The way the whole system is designed, you can quickly disconnect and go to bathroom, come back, go to sleep, etc. And that's all very possible. Occasionally, we have individual who doesn't sleep at all, and then sometimes we do have to repeat the test for those people.
Right. And then what about folks that whose sleep patterns are not like most, for example? Maybe they work midnights for years or something. Like, are the tests always in the evenings?
The Sleep Disorders Clinic offering day studies. So let's say permanent night shift worker or a shift worker, they could come to the lab right after the shift. We can 7:30 or 8 a.m. we can start their test, and 6-7 hours later when they wake up. So we could do a day test. Likewise, there are individuals, right? So they're kids, for example. Kids means teenagers. They don't sleep till like 4 or 5. So a night test for them would not be possible. They would not sleep. It would be a waste of time. So we have them come during the morning hours and then just sleep for as long as they can fall asleep. They can stay asleep. So yeah, no, that's something we routinely offer.
What about sleep aids or anything? Are those, is that something that's allowed? I mean, some people may take something to sleep on a regular basis, or also listening to some sounds that help them sleep.
We want to have a natural test. So if the person does not generally take the sleep aid, then they should not. They should at least try to sleep that way naturally.
Sure.
But occasionally someone gets really anxious and or likewise, I saw, actually I'm having a clinic this morning, so I saw an individual came in, couldn't sleep at all. So I want to have him come back second time, but I don't want to waste his time again. So I said, okay, bring a sleep aid from the over-the-counter or something like that. And if you couldn't sleep, you can take that. And sometimes it may just help relieve anxiety, or
sure,
they may feel that they have taken something and I'll get a good data that way. So if someone is anxious or that they may not sleep, they want to bring something like that, that's fine. We could often take into account the fact that they took something. So we can factor that in. It's not a big issue.
And lastly, Dr. Sharma, what happens after the test, after the results? Is it generally one's family doctor who suggests treatments for the disorders, or does the sleep clinic also aid in that?
We do that, actually. So we would send results back to the family physician, but the patients or the folks are sent for both sleep study and consultation. So we will review their results with the folks, with the patients, and we will then we often do a detailed interview of their difficulties or any issue they're facing, and then we will recommend treatment. So for example, if it's sleep apnea, if it is severe, they need a device to help them sleep or relieve the condition, or insomnia, the various treatment options we would have, or other sleep conditions. We would then offer them treatment. We will support folks. We will follow them along until their sleep condition is stable or treated or under control. So, yes, it's a full comprehensive sleep services clinic.
Maybe we can just give listeners some idea where they can find out more information. Where should they look?
We have a website. It's under construction, but their addresses and some basic information. So they can just Google Windsor Sleep Clinic. It will show up, and their phone number's there. They can look up information. And the best way, if they're they think they have a sleep issue, they're not sleeping well or sleeping too much, not rested and refreshed upon awakening, tired and sleepy during the day. Simple thing is to just talk to their physician. They're going to send a referral to us, and we cannot take people directly because, the way our healthcare system works, we have to take a referral from the family physician or general physician.
Great. Well, Dr. Sharma, I really appreciate you being on the show and sharing all the information about sleep and sleep disorders.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, maybe if you want to talk to me later about about some specific conditions, and they're very, there are various sleep conditions, and you can we can chat again.
Yeah, it'd be a pleasure to have you on again.
Thank you, Vic JD.
Thanks, Dr. Sharma. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So if you have trouble sleeping, or perhaps you sleep too much, you may have a sleep disorder. Speak with your family physician about a sleep study and have a consultation booked at the Sleep Clinic in Windsor, Ontario. That would be the Windsor Sleep Disorders Clinic, located at 55 Edinburgh Street, or search them online for more information. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning in iTunes so you never miss a You Talking to Me show. And the shows are dropped Sunday mornings or listen online from tunein.com. And check out the standalone version of the You Talking to Me interviews by searching Big JD or You Talking to Me at podbean.com. This is You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. Thanks for listening. Listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. We're going to close out the show. And what are we doing next week? Do we know?
Let's do the end of life show.
End of life?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's dark for a Sunday morning.
No, it doesn't have to be.
No?
Let's try to make it so it's not. And it doesn't always have to be about humans. It could be about plants.
Well, then again, or
pets.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. When one door closes, another one opens anyway, right?
Yeah, there you go. Now you're talking.
Okay, so yeah, we're out of time, and we'll see everybody next week, and thanks for listening to the Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Bye-bye!
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.
I had a dream that the morning show was on forever, and what a beautiful dream it was. Then I woke up from that dream and knew that it wasn't true. So we leave you now and bid farewell to you.
What?